Thank you. Today, I'm making a recommendation to contract Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield for employee and retiree health insurance. We would still proceed as a self-funded plan, but Highmark will act as our third-party administrator, allowing the county to utilize the discounts from the large network. This recommendation is a result of a formal RFP process that was performed this winter. There are advantages to both the county and the employees to make this change. Some of the county advantages include analyzed claim savings of $390,000 to $1.04 million. That is 11.15% to 25% discount. Reduced administrative fees of $61,879. It's a 14.4% discount. An annualized savings of prescription costs that range from $133,000 to $201,000. So depending on the annual claims, we could see anywhere from $580,000 to $1.2 million savings by switching to Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. The employee advantages would be there's an increase in network providers, which is additional 23% of claims that will now be in network. So this will be lower copays for our employees. All in-network office visits will be a $15 copay versus the current $15 to $25 in-network visits. A full analysis completed by an independent insurance consultant is attached to the packet. Mr. Steve Fallon of Insurance Buyers Council is here to discuss more of the highlights of the RFP results and answer some of your questions. After Steve discussed, there is also the Vice President of Sales and Marketing from Peg Idle and Client Manager Jennifer Sinat from Highmark to answer questions as well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
My name is Steve Fallon from Insurance Buyers Council. I'm the Director of the Employee Benefits Practice, and I've been before you, had the pleasure to be before you before. We've completed 8 projects over the last several years for Sussex County. With me today also is the project lead, Mary Ellen McDonald, who's done a lot of the heavy lifting on this project. Gina, do I advance the slides? Or?
You can, yes.
Okay. I'm just going to hit some of the highlights. There's a lot of detail that kind of outlines sort of the challenges with respect to health benefits in the current environment and some of the opportunities as well. So, as Gina mentioned, IBC, we're an independent consulting firm. We do not receive any brokerage commission or any income from carriers or providers of any sort. All of our income is directly client fee based. We were contracted by the county to conduct the RFP and identified a significant opportunity for reducing cost. We do recognize the long-standing relationship with the current third-party administrator, Integra, and the excellent service they provide. This is, I think, a unique opportunity for savings that comes without reducing benefits, which is traditionally the way that organizations reduce their employee benefit cost, without shrinking provider access, without going to sort of a skinny network or so forth, and without compromising the service. So, we do think it is a unique opportunity. As you can see from the slide, page 14 of your presentation, that we're projecting first-year savings of $670,000. Obviously, you're a self-funded program. There's a lot of variability in claims, not just the level of claims, but also where those claims are directed in terms of providers. The savings range is anywhere between $580,000 to close to $1.2 million. And that savings is comprised of the bulk of the savings is comprised of deeper provider discounts that Highmark is able to negotiate with providers, and that's really a function of leverage. The more membership you have, the more clout you have with the provider community, the deeper the discounts that you're able to negotiate. And those deeper discounts translate directly to lower claim cost, and that is the bulk of the projected savings. There is also some additional reduction in fixed cost, and primarily that comes from the fact that the new administrator would represent a integrated delivery platform as opposed to kind of the more fragmented delivery platform. Obviously, Integra does a great job in providing service and has historically. But as a third-party administrator, they're limited in terms of their level of expertise, so they have to contract with third parties for various services, including case management, utilization review, and things like that. So those additional layers add a level of expense that we're able to kind of streamline, and that results in about $60,000 in reduced administrative expenses. And then also on the pharmacy, your pharmacy claims are a function of the underlying pharmacy contract, and we were able to negotiate through the RFP process improvements to the pharmacy contract, deeper discounts, increased rebate share that will translate to a reduction in pharmacy claims anywhere between $130,000 to close to $200,000 a year. So all of this is extremely important, obviously, in terms of today. I think it becomes even more important with the looming Cadillac tax, the high-value plan tax. This is part of the Affordable Care Act. And while all plan sponsors, in particular, public employers, which most of our clients are hoping that there are changes to the Affordable Care Act and the Cadillac tax will suddenly, go away or be adjusted and amended, we can't base our recommendations based on hope or certainly the wishful thinking that this tax is suddenly just going to go away. As it's projected right now, we're looking at a potential liability in 2018 for Sussex County of about $500,000. Now, obviously, a lot can change between now and 2018 in terms of the plan, the claims, and the taxes based really as a function of the claims. But by making a change and reducing your claim base, you have the potential to begin to adjust your potential liability. Again, as I said, a lot can change with the tax, but just a couple of weeks ago, the IRS released a notice that basically indicated they're serious about collecting the Cadillac tax and that that it's not just going to go away. So we'll see. It's not the reason that we're recommending the change. I think it's an additional benefit in terms of putting the county in a better position to reduce your claim threshold and therefore reduce your liability potentially under the tax. Again, making this change is not going to eliminate the need to focus and be vigilant and diligent about managing your employee benefits program. This is really just an opportunity to kind of reset the current benchmark, the current claim level. But there are a number of factors that impact claim costs going forward, and they will continue to need to be managed, and we talk about that in the full report. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to continue to go through some of the highlights, or I can answer any questions that you might have.
Questions of counsel?
Steve, Ms. Gina Jennings, again, I'm a big picture guy. I always ask the very simple
sure.
questions.
Absolutely.
Bottom line, our employees, the 500 employees that we as a county have, are not getting any lesser benefits, correct?
That is correct.
And they're getting actually more savings at the end of the day, correct? And it's costing us as a county less.
That's correct, yeah. So there'll be more doctors in network, so that copay is a lot less. So there's 23% more doctors in network. There is 1% that's not in the network, that was with Integra, which is very minimal compared to the number of doctors we'll gain.
Okay. So we're keeping good on what we're doing for our employees.
Absolutely. This is a good thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Might I add, beyond the cost savings that we would incur should you choose to change, we were faced with a 6% increase had we not gone through the RFP process. So if we'd have stayed course this year and stayed with our provider, we were faced with a 6% increase that we would have had to have made that decision through a budget question of whether or not to pass that along to employees or absorb that within our general fund. We don't have to face that now because of the wonderful results of the RFP.
Okay.
No more questions?
No. I have a motion.
Not a question, it's a comment. I do think that we need to recognize that Integra has done a great job for this county for a long time. And I've not had one employee ever come to me and say they were dissatisfied or didn't get the service they wanted. So, I mean, this is not about anything Integra did not do. It's all about savings of taxpayer dollars. The one thing that we haven't talked about here, and maybe we will at some point in time, I firmly believe that we need to figure a better way than we have today to get the employee to buy into a healthier lifestyle. Because that, to me, is what saves cost of health insurance and health care, is if you're a healthier person, you need health care less. So somehow we need, I think, to address that from this council as to how we can motivate the employee, whatever means it is, to become healthier, which then in turn costs us still less down the road. So I'm off my soapbox.
I think that's absolutely correct. I think employee engagement is something that's critical and will continue to be critical in the coming years. I think one of the opportunities, Highmark does have some additional resources, and we just discussed this morning the opportunity to engage county employees with additional wellness-based resources, because you're absolutely right. Without that engagement, then we're just going to be back here in 2 years looking at costs continuing to spike. So,
Mr. President, I would say there are some countries around the world, of course, that mandate their employees to have nap time and exercise time, right? So
I'm sure
the employees that are listening to this are rolling their eyes right as I say that, but I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Sam takes it. he takes advantage of the nap time.
Graham crackers and milk.
You've even done it here on Tuesdays.
Any more questions, Council?
Where you going? Where's going to hurt you, George? When you come back,
I go to my room. I go to my office.
Mr. Jennings.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council contract with Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield to administer the Sussex County self-insurance health insurance plan for both employees and qualified pensioners beginning May 1st, 2015.
Pleasure of Council.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote.
Yes. Thanks for the
Deaver.
Savings.
Yeah. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Good seeing you again.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, you're still up.
Yes.
If I could interject, Mrs. Jennings, thank you very much for going through this exercise along with the HR department. This was a huge endeavor, something that we couldn't do without their leadership, and I think our employees will receive the benefit of that. So congratulations and job well done.
Thank you. Now I will be discussing the county's pension performance and our actuaries' analysis to move the paramedics to the state pension plan. In your packet, you would see the draft minutes of the February 26, 2015 Pension Committee meeting and the investment performance reports as of December 31, 2014. So I'll discuss the performance. Our pension plan as of December 31st had $71,652,479. The year-to-date gain was $5.7 million, or 8.5%. The fund's annual performance ranked in the top 3% for pension funds tracked by Pierce Park Group. The OPEB, or the health insurance part of our pension, the market value is $30,291,746 as of December 31st, 2014. The year-to-date return of $1.8 million, or 6.3%. The fund's performance ranked in the top 13% for this quarter. Now I'd like to discuss the paramedics move into the state pension plan. As you're aware, the state passed legislation last year to allow the Sussex County paramedics to join one of the state's pension plans. Working with the county and state actuaries, an impact study was performed. To summarize the findings, the state's pension plan offers higher replacement income and disability benefits, which results in an increased liability and cost to the county and its employees. The impact analysis looked at four options. The county would buy in all years of past services, 10 years, 5 years, and no years. I summarized that on your sheet that was in the packet. But as you can see on that sheet, our liability would decrease because our pensioners or the paramedics would be off the plan. However, the cost to buy in would lower what we have as a liability. So if you looked in one, right now, our actuary liability is $72 million. If we did an all buy-in, the liability is $62 million. The actuary recommends that we would have to buy in. It would cost $16.9 million. That was the state's cost and our actuary's cost. We would divide it up between the county and the paramedics, so the county would be responsible to be paid two-thirds of that buy-in, and the paramedics would be required to buy in for one-third. And the reason is that is because they contribute 7% in all these years. So the average cost for a medic to join would be a $52,000 cost to them to pay in for those 10 years. So what would happen is our unfunded liability would then increase to $8.9 million, increasing our annual required contributions. So what I'm saying is we are required to contribute $3 million each year. If we did an all buy-in, our increased contribution to the county would be $3.8 million. In addition, as it would affect a medic, right now they'd contribute 0% or 3% if we just hired them recently. But their contribution would be $3,500, assuming they make $50,000. So not only will our contribution increase, so would the medic's contribution. And you can see all three columns, how I looked at it. No matter which option we chose, we would be seeing an increase in our liability. Our pension would go from 90% funded down to 76% funded. If we did a five-year buy-in, it'd be 86%. So it's just, it doesn't look good number-wise. So I have distributed this to the paramedics in early March and asked for their feedback, wanted to make sure they're educated about it, let them know when I presented to the pension committee, I did not make the recommendation that they would switch to the state pension plan, and I haven't heard any feedback since I've sent out all the information.
Well, I mean, the first thing it looked like to me that I would think it's going to be difficult for a lot of people. I mean, they all buy in, but even if you just a five-year buy-in, every medic would have to come up $15,000 of their own money.
Yeah, and that's an average. Depends on how many years and their salary.
And then they got to pay out of pocket, which they don't today.
Correct. 7%.
It looks to me like it's not something the county could afford to do necessarily, but that the medic, I think, is actually, in my opinion, losing because they're going to pay money if they're not paying that.
That's correct. So. Since the legislation was adopted, I wanted to show you the analysis if you were to
ask. You have a recommendation, I assume?
The recommendation is to leave as is. It's no motion.
Okay, that's fine.
Otherwise, I would make a motion to switch. Okay. But
mm-hmm. Any questions from council?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're
Hal Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, I have a review to distribute.